AKT Mobile.
Check.
Afternoon, Eric. Afternoon.
From the dealership, heading to my next stop. How about you?
In the office this week, and I'm working at home Monday, Tuesday, next week, too, so I got a nice little break here.
Something going on, or are you just changing up the schedule a little bit?
From school on Monday and Tuesday because they rescheduled the teacher work day they were supposed to have the week after Helene hit, and I don't know why they're doing 2 days off instead of one, but I guess they probably have some other thing that they want to do, so kids will be home Monday and Tuesday, so I need to stay home to babysit.
That. Well, at least you have the flexibility to do that. Sound good.
The movement goes, you know, the pendulum has to swing the other way eventually, and of course, you know, all these other companies are taking everybody back to the office, and I just worry that eventually it'll be us too.
You're using it as a exit strategy for some employees, though.
Without having a layoff or severance expenses.
Comfortable.
Get 10,000 of people to quit voluntarily. You don't have to take a charge, you don't have to report it, you don't have to follow any laws or anything like that.
Great world, right?
Doing okay, so I guess I won't really have anything to complain about until they change something.
Stress about it until they do, but you never know. Today's economy and workplace is not what it used to be, that's for sure.
It isn't, but you know, at least stocks are doing well. I don't really follow too much, but I noticed that the Dow is up to like 40-something thousand now. So, yeah, I guess some people are doing well in this economy.
Not much stock market either, so I guess there's always one segment that's going to win no matter what. So it is what it is. That's why it's called capitalism.
Zero-sum game. So anyway, what you got going on this weekend?
I'm going to make another pass down through here and pick up a trailer load of donations and take care of that. So, and then after that, I really don't know. So trying to figure that one out still. And then got some stuff going on Sunday, but other than that, I don't know about Saturday yet.
Much for that stuff for them. We're going to take the kids into Charlotte on Saturday. There's an art store there that Courtney wants to go to and Finn wants to go to for painting supplies. Then we're going to probably hit Rhino Market for some food and then maybe go into uptown Charlotte, see what's going on up in there.
Hopefully you find something and can keep everybody occupied and enjoy what it is. Because winter times are coming, so enjoy the last of the outdoor stuff anyway.
What's on the weather outlook? Anything interesting?
Today, I believe. I hadn't looked a whole lot, so I'm not going to try to get in there today. So I really don't know.
It's a little colder than it has been, but that's not a bad thing. I've gotten to the point where I enjoy the changing of the seasons.
But I've always enjoyed them. I like the first part of fall, and I like coming into spring. I don't know, I've always enjoyed those two seasons.
Not crazy humid and not crazy hot or cold.
I get a good mix of all of it with two different locations just like you do.
It can swing a little bit more, can it?
Can. The mountains tend to have their own little ecosystem up there.
We need to take all of our cactus plants inside. They didn't get took. We didn't take them in last night, but I think tonight's going to be a little colder. And then you know we got to we just don't want them to freeze. I was hoping that there was one that I could leave outside, but I found out that it's only really hardy to zone 9, and we're pretty far from zone 9, so I'm not going to chance it.
Cactus plants don't do real well in cold weather like that. They tend to freeze.
Some cacti that are good to zone 7, but not the ones that we have. One of the ones that we have is a cutting from the cactus that my brother picked out when he was a little kid, like 3 years old, back in 1972 or three. And my family has had that cactus ever since then. And so a couple of years ago, I cut off a hunk of it and brought it back with me from D.C., and we potted it. And at first, it didn't look like it was going to do anything. But then we saw a new plant coming up next to the one that we put in the soil. So I guess the plant was like, well, this one's not going to work, but I'll make a new one over here.
Well, it's good that you do that. I know I got some plants that my mom had when I was a kid, and they are huge now. You have to use a hand truck to move them around because they're so big. I've got to deal with those this here shortly.
Man, there are police officers everywhere here today. I've just seen the fourth or fifth one. But, it's good to keep that stuff going in the family. If my parents got it for their kid and, you know, I've got it here and they pass it down, I bet that some of these plants can go on for generations.
Well, Eric, you be careful the rest of your trip. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your time with the family. And I'm going to have to get out of here. I'm at my next stop. So good to hear you this afternoon. And try not to get one of those revenue sharing coupons on the way home. KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
I will chat with you next week. Have a great weekend. W2JKT clear.